What is up, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another Gamecast, episode of Gamecast, I should say. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everyone.
And we are back with another awesome episode. Yeah, it's been a week. It's been a week. It's been an interesting week, especially on your end with all the craziness that's been happening at your job.
Why, though?
I think really it's 2021 trying to up the ante. That's what I think it is. I think that 2020 ended with such a bang that 2021 was like, hold my beer, my wine,
my spritzer,
right? Like my club soda, like hold all of it because it just wants to act up randomly.
Yeah, seriously.
Just really, really want to act up. But, you know, for the most part, though, it's been decent. It's been a decent week. Just a little stressful here and there. Good news, or like a highlight, I should say, is my oldest turned 10. Yep, she turned 10 years old on Monday.
It hasn't been 10 years?
Yeah. It sounds strange when you say it out loud, actually.
Happy birthday!
So yeah, she's actually having a Zoom party tomorrow. Hang out with, you know, friends and cousins and such. So, because it's COVID, we can't really do like a regular party.
Right. But,
and we've kind of done these before anyways. Like all of last year we were doing Zoom parties, so we've kind of gotten the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. So that was definitely a highlight. And, you know, some other things happened in the, I guess, entertainment sphere. And we'll actually get to those a little bit later. But beyond that, it was, you know, some crazy stuff with, you know, just dealing with people in my line of work or, you know, with you. You had to deal with the fire department.
Oh, my God. I mean, come on. I don't even know what to say. Let me... way everybody. Let me just put it this way. You know, you haven't had a week until 600 firemen show up in your place of work. And like it just didn't make any sense.
Right.
It's the end of the night. You know, get ready to go home, trying to. And somebody comes to me and says, "Hey, just to let you know I burned something." Okay, that's cool. Just want to let you know I burned something. Okay, that's cool. But I really just wanted to let you know that I burned something. No, you know, don't be alarmed. Sure, I'm not alarmed. Until the fire department showed up with at minimum 6 trucks, 3 ambulances, 3 fire chief cars, and they all came in guns blazing. And when I say guns, you know, with the fire department, it's not guns, it's axes and crowbars and long, sharp objects and wires and long feet,
fam.
Many, many feet, many, many yards of hose.
That just sounds like a scene out of Kung Fu Hustle with all the axes. just a bunch of people running in with axes, just freak me all out.
I love that movie. Axes.
The axe gang. That is terrifying.
I mean, and on top of this, like, I already knew that nothing was on fire. And I was just like, this is the biggest waste of y'all's time. But why did y'all come like this? Why was it like, why did it have to be like this? Hey, you know what? But you know what? They were doing their job. Somebody called and said they were scared. Somebody was like, hey, I think there's a fire. And they rolled up like it was a 5 alarm. Look, it was a 1 alarm. I thought y'all only got 1 call. Okay, I don't know how it turned into a 5 alarm, but there was like 50 firemen and women, fire people, and it was just a hot mess. I was like, why? And then, I mean, it was like, there was gas leaks, there was fire people, there was all kinds of nonsense. It was somebody who couldn't find their car. Like, I just can't. I need a vacation. I just don't know what to do. A dog tried to bite another dog. No, a dog did bite another dog.
Wow,
I just can't.
we had
There's too
dog
much.
on dog violence.
It was some dog on dog violence, and I'm like, y'all, can we all just get along?
No.
Come on, man.
He voted for the wrong dog, apparently.
Obviously.
That's just rough. And just an interesting way to close out a long night, to have firemen running around, looking for a fire that doesn't exist.
Seriously,
Actually,
where do I go?
that reminds me of when we were at VCU and someone burned chicken. They were cooking in just a bad way of they didn't know what they were doing,
Yeah.
and it set off all the smoke alarms. And the way they have it set in the dorms was that as soon as this, if the smoke detectors went off for long enough, the firemen are automatically contacted. And
Okay.
so, what the problem was though was that it was in the middle of the night, so everyone had to wake up and single file their way outside of the building. Mind you, this is like in the middle of winter,
Wow.
and we're all outside shivering and waiting for the fire department to kind of go and sweep the rooms and everything to figure out what was happening. And yeah, it was just someone burnt something on the stove. There was no fire. There was no, nothing like, it wasn't like the
Right.
kitchen caught on fire or anything like that. It was kind of like there was a lot of smoke from the pan, and she, put it out, but the smoke lingered, and that's what caused the fire alarm. And because everyone was sleeping, no one thought to like stop the alarm. Like I didn't even hear the alarm
Yeah.
until it was like, it's one of those things where like you kind of hear something and you slowly kind of wake up and you're like, what is that noise? And then people are like banging on your door, like, hey, we got to get out,
Yeah.
blah, blah, blah. And it's like, man, do you know what time? I have class tomorrow.
Right?
Like, this is not cool at all. Not cool. So yeah, I can understand. And granted, though, yours was in the middle of the night.
Well, no, it wasn't in the middle of the night. It was just at the end of the, like, I was just trying to go home,
Right.
I was just trying to go home. There's all kinds of stuff that happens at the end of the day. Like, one time somebody tried to be racist. Like, I was trying to go home. I'd already packed up, I'd already clocked out. I was literally standing there waiting for my ride to come and pick me up. And the next thing I know, some people started arguing with each other. And some lady tried to be racist on this other lady, all about wearing masks. And she tried to get buck. And she was like, what country are you from? I was like, oh no, she did not. And I'm like, wait, but it's time for me to go home. Everything tries to pop off after when I'm trying to go home. I'm like, I done clocked out. I'm no longer getting paid. You want to stand here and call this other person names and whatnot. Now I got to break it up. Now I got to off the clock. Get in the middle of y'all's argument. Come on
Nope,
now.
I would have been like, I ain't seen nothing. I wasn't here. I
I
legally clocked
hid.
out.
I did hide behind a pillar at first. I had to hide for a while, and then it just got too. I was like, okay, now I really got to step in because they saying some stuff, and somebody about to get shot.
Oh gosh.
So.
See, I can't. I'm like, y'all go sit down somewhere. I'm trying to go home.
Trying. Don't
Trying
burn
to go
down the
home.
building. I mean, if you. Will I still get paid if they burn the building down and I don't have to go back?
I believe so. You just won't get any future checks. I
That's
believe that's that
true.
to be the case. But
No commissions.
yeah, unfortunately. I mean, and yeah, that could look bad. I can kind of see why you would want to step in, especially if you're just waiting around for your ride. Because you're like, so what were
Right.
you doing? Oh, I was just standing over here waiting for my ride. I wasn't really. I mean, I guess I could have said something, but
Right.
I mean, I was trying to go home. So I can get why your employer would be like, at least call the cops, like,
Try something.
But yeah, I would
Yeah.
have.
I mean, I guess I did the right thing in that situation.
Still though. Still.
Still trying to ruin my go home
You
time.
can only fight between the hours of, you know what I mean? Like that should be plastered somewhere. We're not cutting up after closing time. That's just not what
Thank
we do.
you.
That's not what we do.
People are so disrespectful.
Disrespectful, definitely. So yeah, so like I said, this week has been interesting, and these are just like little tidbits of what's been happening this week.
Right.
So we wanted to share, like we normally do, things that we're watching, things that we're doing, because you never know what could happen between Monday and a Thursday. There's a lot that goes on, honestly.
Exactly.
A lot that goes on. So, speaking of which, with that being said, we actually missed a week because
I didn't
something.
feel good, y'all.
Well, I was gonna say something came up, but that works too. Something came up, and so we didn't get to cover certain things that we wanted to cover. So we do want to briefly mention the Golden Globe Awards before we go into our topics for this week. And I have to say that they're not bad. Like there was obviously there were some things that I hadn't seen. I think that's always the case, right? I've never ever see every film that's going to be nominated for these type of awards, but I did see a decent amount. And from what I was looking at in terms of who won and who didn't won, or didn't win, I should say, it's not bad. It's actually not bad this time. We have so you know get this out of the way right now. We have Best Actor for Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And I'm super dope, happy about that. And for the people who are like, he only won because he passed away, go watch the movie. Just go
Yeah,
watch the
please.
movie. Definitely go watch that. It's on Netflix right now. Go check that out. I was also happy that I think her name is Andrea Day.
Andra Day.
Andra Day, there you go. From United States versus Billie Holiday. Now, granted, I didn't see this film, but I was happy she won anyways. And it was between her and Viola Davis. And mind you, this was happening in February, Black History Month. I would have voted for All Black anyways, but it was extra spicy because it was in February. So I'm like, yeah, I want them to win. And that's not to say that they didn't do a great job. All the people that are nominated did a great job. Nobody won because of Black History Month. I just want to throw that out there. They were all talented. They all did really well. Shout out to Daniel Kaluuya. He won for Best Supporting Actor in Judas and the Black Messiah. Actually, that's right. We both got to see that.
Yes.
And very good movie. Very good movie. I wrote on Twitter that it was informative as well as heartbreaking. And because we know, you know, what happens in the film and what happens just in history of you know Fred Hammond and the Black Panthers. We know what happened. But seeing it and getting to those portions in the film where you get, you know, closer and closer to the end, it's like, you know where it's going. You know where it's going. Lakeith did a great job as well, even though
He did.
his character isn't someone we you know he's not the hero of the film, I'll say that. But you know, he did an awesome job. And I felt for his character, you know, the position that he was in. I'm not gonna spoil it. It's on HBO right now, HBO Max. Go check that film out as well. I saw that Jared Leto didn't win for The Little Things, and I'm actually okay with that because The Little Things wasn't as good as I had hoped. The story was good. The twist is solid. And I genuinely liked everybody, but I felt like some of the actors, they do this thing where they just kind of swallow their emotions and don't emote to the camera in a weird like way. And it's like, I'm like, are you supposed to be angry right now? I don't know what this is. What is this? So there's some things that kind of took me out of the film, but I think it's interesting. That's also on HBO, so go check that out. And I'm not upset that Leslie Odom Jr. didn't win for One Night in Miami. He did a solid job as well playing Sam Cooke, but I just think Daniel did a better job, especially when you find like when you listen to him speak and you know his how he sounds normally versus how he sounded in the film. Completely two different things. Like there was acting on top of acting in this film, you know. So I'm not mad at that win at all. I'm not mad at is it Cole? No, it's how do you pronounce her name?
Who?
I am horrible with the names. So the winner for the best director motion picture,
Oh yeah, Chloe Zhao.
there you go, for Nomadland. I
I'm
was
really happy for her.
yeah, I'm happy even over Regina King. I am happy. I heard that Nomadland was really really great. I'm glad it was another person of color that won. So shout out and that's not I don't want to that wasn't a first, was it? Was her win a first? I don't think so.
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. Maybe it was for Golden Globe. I don't know, actually, no, because didn't what's it called win? Didn't Parasite win in Golden Globes too?
It did, but it wasn't that director is a man, you know what I mean, like a Korean man. It wasn't I was thinking it was a first, but maybe not.
It
Maybe
might no,
not.
but it might be first for Asian woman. It actually might. I'm not sure. I mean, we can look that up and then talk about it next week. But
Okay, yeah, I'll swing back
yeah.
around, you know. Who else? Okay, so Jamie Foxx won for Best Picture Animated for Soul. I feel a way, but looking at the nominees, I think Onward is a big had a big chance of winning. That was another Pixar film. So I knew Pixar was gonna take it from someone. I just didn't want Soul, and I get why it wins, but I didn't want Soul to win. I feel a way. We talked about it in a previous cast. I'm not gonna, you know, belabor it now, but I just feel a way about that. And then we have Best Picture, Foreign Language, which I think is whack. I get why they do that, but the fact that it's an American film. It's filmed here. It has to do with life in the US from a foreign perspective. I understand the language barrier in the sense that there's a certain amount of subtitles, so they have to put it in the foreign language. But like they really need to like it should have been up for Best Picture. It just should have been. You know, and maybe or even both, even if you want to do it that way. But I don't think they should just kind of push it over just to the foreign film. I feel like, and granted, Golden Globes has done this a lot. I feel like people feel a way about Parasite winning, you know, Best Picture because they were like, you know, it's a foreign film. I'm like, stop it. Was it the best picture? It was.
It
Like,
literally was. It was amazing.
just be quiet. It deserves the win. We also have best score, for Soul, which I'm actually not mad at that because it was all jazz. So shout out to that. And we had The Crown. Now, I haven't watched The Crown. It won
Oh,
for
you're missing
the best drama series. It won over Ozark, Lovecraft Country, and The Mandalorian, and Ratchet. These are all good from what I've seen, are all
Yeah.
really good, but I haven't seen The Crown. But yeah, apparently he's the bomb.
The Crown is good. I will give it that. I think The Crown is very, very good. And there are like I've watched The Crown. I've watched all four seasons of The Crown, and there are, I mean, I can pick it apart if I truly want to, because there are parts like I've been watching it, and sometimes I'm watching it and I actually feel like they're going too fast. Like
Oh,
I could
wow.
say that the first two seasons were well paced or whatnot, and I think the like this last season I think it's faster. Like I feel like we've jumped decades so fast in like for season three and four, or season one
Oh.
and two, we were in the 40s and 50s for so long. And then season three and four, you go from the 50s all the way to the 80s. And I'm like, yo, you're really, I mean, we're already at the point with Charles and Diana not trying to be together. So I'm like, wait, we No, but it is a very, very good show, and I maybe because it's a little bit more established, I can understand its win over Lovecraft Country, because we've talked about Lovecraft Country before and how much we really, really do enjoy it. And there are some issues with Lovecraft Country,
Yeah,
how
definitely.
some of the episodes, I mean, I'm not even going to say it like that, how the whole series almost feels like it's separate movies.
Right,
Like
right.
each episode has enough content to kind of make a film.
Right.
And some things that we're just like, whoa, wait, what? Did that just happen? Is that on TV? But I still think it's amazing. I don't know, but I feel like it should have won in a different category, like best new, best
Right.
new long
Just
drama, you know?
like something just fits mad different genres all in one show.
Exactly.
But yeah, apparently I've been low key missing the crap out of this. I didn't know they were in that many seasons.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they won multiple, or they were not, they won back in 2017, and wow, this flew under my radar, like
Oh yeah.
sea
No.
level.
That's something that you should watch. A lot of people, they always make jokes. They're like, "Oh, you watch one episode of The Crown and you think you know everything about British history." Girl, bye. Okay, there was a bunch of stuff. I shouldn't say most of the stuff is known, but like there's a lot of stuff with the British history that we, I mean, like a lot of people do already know, but
Yeah.
like and but you know, but I will say when it comes to The Crown, like watching Olivia Colman and Claire Foy play Queen Elizabeth is fun. It's fun to watch. Like the that just their portrayal of Queen Elizabeth is very, it looks very studied. Like they did their homework. They really did. The girl who plays Diana, she did her homework. She has the whole thing that, like, if you remember watching Princess Diana on TV, you know what her shtick was. Like that woman had those eyes, those doe eyes. She would look down and up. She basically hypnotized and seduced the entire world with her eyes and her bangs. And I wish she would always look down and then look up. And the actors are all they have studied the people that they are playing. And I mean, it is enjoyable. And honestly, you get a lot of emotions when you watch the show because you're like, yo, you're a trash person and your family's trash. I know I'm saying that on recorded. Like, I'm serious. There's some, you'll watch that show and you'll be like, yeah, your family's trash. I'm sorry. Down with apology. You
That's
know?
to be expected. That's unfortunately that's to be expected. Who else
It's your
won?
comment too, so you need to get on that.
Oh man, I don't know. There's so much to watch, and we're gonna get into that actually. So we have
Lots.
Best Television Motion Picture went to The Queen's Gambit, which I heard was really good.
Watched all of that too.
Something I also need to ch look into. And the actress, Best Actress was Anya Taylor-Joy, who won for that. Mark Ruffalo won for I Know This Much Is True, which I thought he was gonna win anyway for Best Actor, Television Motion Picture, because he's playing two different people in the film, like he's playing twins. And he's just a great actor, just because. Like, don't let the Marvel stuff fool you. He's really good at what he does.
He's great.
Super dope. What else do we have? We got. I'm actually flying through a couple of these because we have some
Well, we
other
had
stuff.
X-Files. We had Gillian Anderson because she's also in The Crown playing the Iron Lady. You know? So she transformed in that movie too. I mean, in that show too. So I'm like, okay. All right, Agent Kelly or whatever her name was.
And then let's see. Oh, Best Supporting Actor Television. We had John. How do you pronounce? There you
Yeah.
go. You know what? I say his last name and I'm like, that can't be how you say it, but it is.
Who
I don't
knows?
know why. Anyways, Small Axe, he won for Small Axe. So shout out to all the winners. They did a
Yes.
great job. It was actually a lot of from what I've watched, a lot of and read, there's been it was tough this year.
I bet.
A lot of
Really
quality
tough.
shows and a lot of different, films and such. I felt like Pixar kind of stacked the deck when it came to the animation, but there hasn't been a ton of animation that would be in the running right now anyways. So it was kind of like, yeah, Disney's gonna win this. And Pixar, is Pixar, so they're yeah, that's what they do. They win stuff. We didn't if it's not like we had another, Spider-Man Miles Morales to steal everything this
Yeah,
year. So
that was a really good movie.
yes, shout out to all the winners, especially the people of color,
Yeah,
because we
and
deserve the
Borat.
wins. Yeah, Borat won. Yeah. For best musical, best film musical, yeah. Which is hilarious. That's hilarious. And it just came out of nowhere, I feel. Like it was like one week they were like, "Oh, this new Borat film is coming out." And then all of a sudden it was there. And then it was like everybody was talking about that movie. I need to check that out actually.
Yeah,
But
I still haven't seen it, and I love me some Sacha Baron Cohen. Like, I will fight for him. I will. Like, I have this thing. I love that guy. He doesn't know me or nothing, but I'm just like, y'all, that's my dude. That's my friend. Like, he's my friend, and don't say anything about him. I will fight you. I'm like, me and Isla Fisher will be there fighting you. Anyway, yeah.
So that's what's up. So shout out to all the winners there. We were gonna go a little bit more into depth on that, but since we are a little late, that was back in February. We're now in March. We wanted to kind of, stay a little stay up to date. We still want to make mention of it, obviously, but we want to be up to date. And with that said, I watch Tom and Jerry. Actually, I watched Tom and Jerry and Monster Hunter. And I liked Tom and Jerry more than Monster Hunter, and that should tell you all you need to know about Monster Hunter.
All you need to.
Honestly, though, going into Tom and Jerry, it's the reason why I watched it was because, HBO is, well, they're owned by Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers is putting all of their films on HBO Max that's coming out this year. And so I wanted to make sure I watch. I didn't necessarily want to watch all of them, but I wanted to watch as much as possible because that's content. Like, this is it's I think it's easier to kind of pinpoint what's happening over at HBO Max, whereas Netflix, I think they're releasing a film every week, and because of that, it just gets it's hard to keep up with. You don't know what's it's like, oh, there's a new film. Oh, there's another one. Like, I get emails about stuff that I might want to watch like every day from Netflix, and like, I don't have time for you people. And then obviously on, I think Disney is doing a little bit better because they have it where, like, right now it's all about WandaVision. And before that it was The Mandalorian. So they're, squeezing stuff out here and there. Whereas HBO is like every month, bam, 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 you're getting, new stuff, right? And so I was like, you know what? Let's go ahead and check it out. Because I'm like, I don't know why we need a Tom and Jerry film. Do kids even know about Tom and Jerry? And we already had an animated one where they learned how to talk or realized that they could talk. So I'm like, do we really need one? And of course we don't, but they wanted to make one. Fine. So I watched the movie, and I'm not going to give a full review, but I feel like it wasn't that good, but it's not as bad as everyone made it out to be. And the reason I say that is because what is the goal? If we're looking at a Tom and Jerry film, what do we want to get out of it? Now, it's not like Scoob. Scoob was trash, and for so many reasons. One of them that it didn't actually do what it when it what it marketed as. Like, it's supposed to be, the beginning of Scooby and Shaggy's relationship. That's over in like the first 10 minutes, and then it's everything else. So yeah. It wasn't a good film. This, on the other hand, it was like, okay, if we have to make a Tom and Jerry film, how would we do it? Will we just make it all animated, which I think is the best route? Or will we have humans and have their own issues and stuff like that to worry about while we're doing this film? And so that's what they did. They have Tom and Jerry are basically crashing the wedding of the year in this fancy hotel. And the main character is trying to work at the hotel. They're trying to make something of themselves. They lie to get in. They steal someone's resume, actually. They lie
That's
to get in,
cool.
and basically all hell breaks loose, and Tom and Jerry are like in the middle of it. So animation wise it looked cool to see them. It was this weird, like, they didn't look like Space Jam, where you can tell that they're not a part of the world that everybody else is in. And they didn't look as good as Who Framed Roger Rabbit. 'Cause that's the bar right there. And
It is the
so
bar.
they're like in the middle. So it looked okay. And I liked how all the animals were animated. It wasn't just Tom and Jerry, 'cause that would have been, I hate when they do that. All the animals are animated, and they actually pull in nods from old Tom and Jerry cartoons. So there's some cool aspects. Like, for instance, you know how like in cartoons when they fight, there's like this big smoke cloud and you just see hands and arms going everywhere. They actually pull one of the humans into that cloud, and you see them in like this big tornado of everyone fighting. And I thought that was actually pretty genius in how they did that to make it, like this 3D thing that's happening versus, just a smoke cloud and people are getting punched. So dope. However, I don't care about any of the humans, and they didn't like kind of like, you watch Transformers, like, I don't want to see Shia's character. I don't care about his love. Whatever his relationship, I don't care. I just want to see Transformers punching each other. And Tom and Jerry, you just want to see them punching each other. And unfortunately, at least with Transformers, though, they kind of give you a reason to root for the humans. In this show, no one's really, I mean, in this film, no one's really likable, or you don't really care. I mean, there's like, they present you with something to care about, the wedding, but you don't care about the people in the wedding enough to root for them to succeed. So it's like you're supposed to, but I don't care. And so a lot of time is spent on, you do have Tom and Jerry in the film a lot, but a lot of time is also spent on the humans and I don't really care. So that's essentially the film. Like, it's not a bad film. I think, like, family film, like family, you know, your kids will like it if they know even who, you know, Tom and Jerry are. It they're not. I heard some people were saying that they weren't in the film enough. I think they are. I think they're around enough to be a Tom and Jerry film, but it's like Tom and Jerry and these guys. It's not just Tom and Jerry. And if it made me question, it's like if you're not gonna the script, I think, or like the plot, like the setup, I think is smart in order to present Tom and Jerry to someone who's like, you know, now, like who was born in like 2000 or something, where you're like, okay, this is a reason for them to exist in this world, but you didn't flesh it out enough for anybody to care. So it's like, this is just a this is a popcorn film. You watch it and forget, never to go back. And that's saying something because Monster Hunter, and I know video game films usually should be, you know, thrown by the wayside and forgotten. Monster Hunter, I fell asleep today watching it. So, yeah, it was bad. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. Not, it's not worth our time. So, yep, just gonna leave it at that. But you were also watching something as well, or at least I think you say you were not going to be watching. It was Married at First Sight.
Okay, so Married at First Sight. Okay, everybody, just give out a big sigh. Just breathe in. Because if you watch Married at First Sight already, if you already know this show, then you already know some nonsense is about to be said out of my mouth. I'm sorry. Nonsense isn't about to come out of my mouth, but I'm going to talk about the nonsense that's on that show. All
Word.
right. 90 Day Fiancé, Married at First Sight, all these shows, you know, I watch them and they're all trash. But I just gotta say something, okay? I remember months and months and months ago last year when I said, if you see XX dudes, a dude named Michael and a dude named Brandon from Married at First Sight season DC, stay away from them. They're horrible people. They don't deserve love, okay? And I meant it because they're horrible people. Okay, and I don't say that lightly, where I'm like, people aren't deserving of love. Those two individuals can't get, they don't have the ability to give it, and they need help. They need help. They are not ready. Stay away from them. Now, moving along, I done turned on the TV today because I just, you know, I was like, I need something to watch while I'm off, but I'm also having my work computer open. Okay. So I turned this on and then I remembered why I stopped watching it in the first place. This man and this woman done got married at first sight. Everything's good, right? They're into each other, right? Da da da. They have a great wedding night, you know, la la la. Then they get shipped off to Vegas for their honeymoon. And mind you, this is all being filmed during Corona. This is current. This has happened all recently. So everything is all set up and, you know, da da da, whatever. Production is all like masked up, but everybody's COVID free, right? Anywho, let me tell you the nonsense. Get ready for it, y'all. Get ready for it. Like I said, they done had a great wedding night in Atlanta, and they done flown over to Las Vegas for their honeymoon. Night one, honeymoon or whatever, or like either that day or the next morning, they check into their hotel, whatever. And then production asks the husband to come out, that he needs to go get a phone call. Why, when he comes back, he doesn't even want to talk to his woman, nothing, this and the other. She's like, I'm really trying to find out what's going on with you. And he's like, I just received some devastating news. And she's like, well, I'm your wife. Don't you want to talk to me about it? He's shutting her out, shutting her out. She's like, what kind of devastating news? As soon as I heard that, I said, I already know. I already know. Because nobody just says devastating news and then just sits there and doesn't talk about it. Okay, if a family member passed away, you would say something. If you just found out you got robbed, you would say something. If you just found out that all your stocks liquidated and you're broke, maybe you wouldn't say something, but that's the only other thing. The other thing is that you knocked somebody up, and that's what he did. He done knocked a woman up before they got married. And I'm sitting here like, okay,
Trash.
trash, trash. Because let me just tell you this. When you sign up for those shows, when you sign up for these things, you sign up in advance. It could be a year. All right. But that means that you have decided to enter this process. This isn't The Bachelor where people go on literally just to get fame. Like The Bachelor is full of people who want to be actors and actresses and just want to do paid appearances for the rest of their lives. Same thing with shows like Love Island, Temptation Island, and stuff like that. They're not really shows that you intentionally go because you want to find love for real, for real.
I hope
There's always
not.
right, exactly. There's always a plus side to doing like something like Love Island. The plus side to going on Love Island is that you might get a clothing deal out of it. You know, like a lot of the kids from the British Love Island are all have clothing deals.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, and another girl, she like got a singing gig or whatnot. Like you can get a lot of stuff from reality TV, but Married at First Sight is a different type of show because it's not really one where you end up just running off and into the sunset and with this fame and fortune. It's not, there's no real intention behind that because you're getting married. These other shows are dating shows. This is a show where they literally marry you legally to another person. So it's not necessarily just about like, oh, I'm gonna walk away from this process or I'm gonna get voted off the island 15 days later. Like, no, this is an 8-week process that you get married to somebody, da da da. This isn't something where you go in single. And the next thing you come out single, but everybody got to see how pretty you were on TV, and now you're a model or now you're a host. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
These are basic, regular ass people. And I need to stress that once again. These are basic, regular ass people. When you go on shows like Love Island, Temptation Island, you got to be a 10. You got to be an 11. Some of them are really not, to be fair. Some of them are really fives. And I'm like, how did you get on this show? But moving back, okay, so let's go back to the trash dude who got another woman pregnant. So he signed up for this show, right?
Yeah.
And then for some reason couldn't let his ex-fiance go. I don't know what it is. And then he gets the call, whatever. By the way, hey, we found you a match. You're about to get married. You go, you get married. You have your new wife and everything, and then the next day or 2 days later, your ex-fiance calls you and says, "I'm 6 weeks pregnant." So you was up in your ex-fiance 6 weeks prior to you marrying another woman. This makes no sense. And the reason why I even want to bring this up is because I'm kind of tired of watching these women get trashed in the process of these shows. It's really bothersome because it's like there's no protection for these individuals. And I understand that they sign up to go on these shows, but it's like you don't sign up to get your to be dragged through the mud. You get signed up for a process. It's like two equals coming together. Hey, I haven't been able to find love in XYZ ways, so let's try this thing and let's work together. Boo da 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 da. It works or it doesn't. But like to get dragged through the mud, remember how I had said before that one guy got married to this girl and they had a warrant out for her arrest because she was a stalker? That girl got, she was stalking her ex. She was literally stalking her ex. They had a warrant for her, never got her, got a bench warrant for her,
Wow.
never found, they couldn't find her. And then when they were in the airport trying to go to their honeymoon in Jamaica, she got caught at the airport because there was like, she couldn't fly. As soon as
That's
they handed her
hilarious.
passport, they were like, a ma'am. So the airports, literally, so you talk the NSA, like the CIA, the FBI, every agency, TSA knows that you can't fly and you didn't know you couldn't fly.
That's crazy. Like, oh my gosh.
What? And
They need to do background checks.
come on, what is the vetting process here? What is the vetting process here? And then they had the nerve to tell him, sir, like they got all the paperwork, they got all the stuff from the courts and everything. And they're like, this stuff was filed 2 days after we finished our vetting process. What my problem with the vetting process is not that you guys didn't do a good job vetting. My issue is that you stop vetting as soon as they get chosen, as soon as they find a match. Why did your vetting stop as soon as you find a match? You need to be vetting them up until the day of filming. And no, you should still be vetting them.
Yeah, 'cause you don't know if you know, 'cause they could have committed a crime in between that
Exactly.
time, or done something or had something happen where it's going to affect, even if it's not like if you want to be selfish, the safety of your contestants, it just could be like a bad look for your show. I mean, or it could be ratings. I don't know how they spin it, but I'm pretty sure that you would want to kind of check that stuff out before you try to, because like you can't film. Like if you're trying to like, we're gonna film you guys fly over to such and such, or you're gonna do all these things, and then like she gets arrested, and it's like, oh, well. And I've seen people spin it before. I've seen it like on the Real World where something really bad happens and they kind of like, we're just gonna, record around it and kind of make it seem like, not that it was scripted, but like that we can continue versus something where it's like we had no idea this was gonna happen. We don't know what to do now. You know what I mean? So you kind of wanna, be on your shit when it comes to stuff like that.
Be on your shit because this is some stupidity. It's some stupidity. And the simple fact that this man tells this woman, yeah, and then she, and this is what bothers me the most, is that she decided to be gracious and then they pulled God into it. And they were like, because they are people of God and they're church going and whatnot. And she's like, you know what? I am married to you, so I have all of the intentions of making this work. And I've dated people with children in the past, so it's not like that wouldn't be a problem, but I'm here for you and I'm here to support you, and I just need to know that you're still in this. And I'm sitting here like, you know what? I would have prayed about it too, but I'm pretty sure that I would have gotten a different answer. I would have been like, excuse me, divorce papers immediately, right now. Why? Not because you have a child with somebody else, not because you pulled a Lauren. It's not because you like you this is a Lauren situation, Lawrence and Issa situation, but it's not. Because Lauren Issa was full on aware that he was with somebody. You know what I mean? Issa was full on. They were both surprised at the fact that there was this child, but that's not the case in their situationship. Their situationship is that Issa knew he was dating the woman who was helping her organize her thing. She was aware of it. Okay? That's different. This is something where you blindly sign, you signed up for this process for a blind marriage. And that means that if you know you're going into a process, you need to cut all communications with anybody who could possibly bring a problem. Like you don't like all those people who are like, oh, I went on The Bachelor, but I left a girlfriend. I went on The Bachelor, but I left a boyfriend. It's like, why are you doing this? You can't be up in your ex-fiance 6 weeks before you go on TV to marry another person. And the best part about all of it is that he's telling her the whole week, oh yeah, I want to be with you. But as soon as the honeymoon was over, he said, I'm still in love with my ex. I want to go be with her. And then brings the ex and he calls the one he's with, his wife. Can y'all can I want the three I want the two of you to meet. I want us to sit down and have a conversation. I'm like, nigga, no. You know what I mean?
This has got to be scripted. This is buffoonery. I can't.
So anyway, that's the nonsense that I was watching today. I was so blown. I was a couple episodes behind because, like I said, I have not watched in a while, but I was several episodes behind. I had to watch this foolishness play out.
Oh
I
my
couldn't believe that
gosh.
this woman was being gracious enough to be like, oh, I'll still be with you. God, I love you too, but I'm not keeping those vows. It's over. I'm not doing it because he didn't respect me prior to coming into the situation. Then he says that he wants to be with the ex-fiance. The ex-fiance is sitting there like, I have no ill will towards you. I just met you. I don't know you, woman. I don't know you. And then she, well, he's telling me that my husband is now telling me that he wants to break up. He wants a divorce and he wants to be with you, the mother of his child. And she was like, I have no intention of being in a relationship with him.
Facts.
Oh my God, this is the sweetest payback. like he deserved that so much. I was like, you want to play two women, okay? Because he had the nerve to tell this woman, the one he's married to, I don't want to be, I'm in love with her. I think we should get a divorce. But then, like before he actually makes the three of them sit down together, he actually whispers in her ear and says, my fear is that I could be falling in love with you, and then leaves. And then she's like, what? You just told me you didn't want to be with me anymore. Then he sits the two of them down, and it's the three of them. And then the ex says, I don't want to be with you. And I'm like, so sweet. So anyway, that's what I watched today. It's pure nonsense. I cannot believe that this is on TV. I'm so irritated. And the freaking thing is, the expert, one of the experts who put them together, actually straight up said, and he never says this, he was like, I'm not rooting for this marriage. I want it to end. He actually said it. He said, I fight for all marriages. He goes, but this one, I am not. I want it done.
And
I
he don't
want
want
it
his name attached to that foolishness. I wouldn't want it
out.
either.
Nope.
So just I can see him just staring at him off camera like this mother.
Yeah, he's like, you're making me look bad, dude. And you're making us look bad. Us.
Good
He's like,
grief.
us.
That's
So you're
crazy.
making
Shoot,
us
that actually with the whole like baby thing, that actually brings us to our next topic, which is Coming to America 2.
look bad.
Because yeah, in that there's a baby situation, which is
Right.
really, really funny. We're not gonna talk too much about C Coming to America 2, so everybody who's like scrambling to stop the cast, you don't have to. I know it just
Yeah.
came out like literally
5 seconds
today. You know what I mean? Like it's not. We get it. So we're not gonna say too much about it. I just want to, share a little bit of what we saw.
Right.
We're gonna save it for next week where we talk more in depth, and that's when we won't spoil the whole thing, but there'll be some spoilers. So. Next week is the one you kind of want to fast forward through, but we're going to give you a week to check it out. It is currently
What?
on Prime. You can actually get a free, I want to say, 7-day trial. And
A
actually,
month.
oh, it's a month now?
Yeah.
I think it's 7 days if you've already had Prime before or something like
No.
that. Oh, really?
It's a month for people like I have, and I have it on two separate accounts right now, which I don't need. It's a month. It's literally like 1 month free. I was like, oh, really? It's like, come back to us. And I'm like, yeah, I'll come back for the free month.
Well, that's what's up, because I was shocked that I got any free time because I've done that like more than once. So I was like, oh, that's what's up. We can do okay, sure. And so I signed up real quick so I could check out the film. And what I can say, without spoiling a bunch, is that it kind of retreads old ground. A lot of the reviews talk about that a little bit, where it's essentially the same story. I mean, there's differences, obviously, because it's 2021 versus, I don't know when it came out, 19 something. But the idea of that someone, doesn't want to marry, who, they don't want to have an arranged marriage, and the consequences of that, of those actions, and how that kind of trickles down to everybody else. In this sense, we have Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall are back. Actually, most of the cast are back. I'm trying to think who I don't
Well,
think
Madge Sinclair, his mother, is not back because she passed away
yeah
a few years actually after Lion King.
I think one of the guys that's in the barbershop is replaced with someone else. I think he passed, but for the most part, yeah, even Louis is in it. Like there's they
I
had
know.
they brought back, and when I say cameos, oh my gosh. Like
Yeah.
it's ripe with cameos. You remember man, I'm not gonna spoil it. I really want to, but there's a really it's not a dope cameo. It's one of those things where it's like because I remember the first film, seeing these people but older, it's like, oh, that's a nice look. Like you didn't even have to bring them back. That's really, really dope. But anywho, so we have, Eddie Murphy playing Prince Hakim in Zamunda, and his father's dying, and he finds out that he has a son in New York. And the way they make this story work is just bananas. I'm not gonna spoil it, but there's a little bit of they go back to the original film and they do like a CGI type
Yeah,
of,
totally.
making them look younger and redoing certain scenes to kind of fit this story into this whole thing. And we're gonna
Listen.
actually talk about the next week, we're going to talk about how that came to be and if there's any legal consequences to what actually went down because it seems shady. But anywho, so You find out that he has a son. He brings his son over, and the reason why he even wants to have his son, other than the fact that because he has all daughters, he wants to have a son to be the next heir. And there's a dictator from a neighboring nation called Nextdoria, which is horrible, which is really horrible. General Izzy, played by Wesley Snipes, is looking to, I guess his country is poorer than, Zamunda, and he wants them to kind of link up. And unfortunately, his sister was the woman who Akeem told to hop and bark like a dog,
And she's still hopping.
and she's still hopping. And so, like, he's like upset about it, obviously, because she's still doing that, and because that they didn't get married, his kingdom stayed poor for the most part. And so there's beef. And so he's not only bringing his son back to meet everyone, but he's also bringing his son back to kind of, persuade the general not to invade or whatever the case may be. Insanity ensues, and we kind of get this film about coming to America too, essentially.
So ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous. And so it might, I guess what I could say about it though, since we're not spoiling, is that it feels good, I guess, in a sense, to see that this was made a this is like a black film, if you will. Like everyone that's involved is obviously having a good time, being silly. Everyone is like they're in on the joke. They even make a line in the film where they're like, the only thing that's, like America cinema is horrible. Like the only thing that you get are superhero stuff and sequels for movies that no one asked for, right?
Exactly.
And so it, which is essentially this.
Because none of us asked for a sequel to this.
Not at all, or was expecting one, to be quite honest. So it's it's so it's cool in that sense, and it's cool for it to be kind of like and what I mean by like our own is like a cultural our own thing that is that stays with us over time, similar to our black exploitative films, where even though they're not as celebrated as they used to be, it's our stuff. So we're making fun of ourself, and we're it's okay because we're allowed to do that. I think there's going to
Go
be some dialogue in terms of, and there should be in terms of the idea that there's going to be stereotypes. People are going to stereotype regardless, but I can understand someone feeling away after kind of seeing what they do with Nextdoria, some things in Zamunda, and how, especially from like if you're a first generation or if you were born somewhere in Africa, how you might be like, ah, that's a little weird. Or at the very least, like, crap, now I have to defend my home because someone thinks that I live with giraffes, and that's not a thing. But be and so because it's easy to be like, I don't want to be the party pooper and be like, ah, I'm messing up everyone's fun. But there are some scenes that I even was like, ooh, like ooh, like that's really like the part where they walk in and they're making jokes about him in the barbershop when he comes back to New York. And it's like, oh, okay, I see where we're going. But it's like I said, it's cool. It's I'm people are having fun. And I think you kind of need that in 2021. You need the fun. I don't think it's that funny. And maybe it's just because I'm older, or maybe that, some of these jokes are still mad old. And which is interesting because he's really tame in this film. Eddie Murphy's really tame compared to what he released recently. So it's not what I expected in that sense. It's definitely a PG-13 film. And yeah, it's not as funny as I would hoped. But it's fun. It's fun. I don't think Die Hard fans. I think Die Hard fans are gonna be pleased to see the all the cameos. But I think it kind of stops there. Like, oh, that was fun.
I'm gonna agree with you. I mean, I haven't finished it, but I'm almost done with the movie. I think there's only like 20 minutes left. But yeah, it's just I'm like I think the reason I was laughing was just because Wesley Snipes and the whole Nextdoria thing, which
He
is
was great.
it's so good. It's like that part is it's so comedic. They're really going in. They're just making a parody of all the military dictatorships in Africa and how ridiculous it is. Like even the whole military dress, like how everybody is wearing fatigues and they just
Yeah.
look and they're dancing and stuff, and I'm so mad. It's really cracking me up because if you really look down, I mean, I guess if you kind of boil down some of the military dictatorships and kind of the foolishness and you kind of give it some humor, you're like, yeah, you do kind of look like a bunch of dancing idiots.
Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous. And even when they walked into the barbershop and he called him Idi and Amin, I was like, did you just say this? He said, hey, Idi and Amin. And I was like, I can't. That's not even funny. And it's funny. It's not.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, I see. But then it's like, I don't know if it was too on the nose or if it was too, I don't know. But it was like for instance, when he's Wesley Snipes' character was sitting and like he said he was reading a story to the kids, and they all have like bandanas on, you know, and whatnot. And then he's like, okay, go play with your grenades and whatnot. And it's like, really? I was like, wow, like I just, and so it was like you kind of want you like you really want to laugh, and then you're like, like I don't know, it's in a weird spot for me, but I think there is, like I said, it's fun. At no point did I feel like oh, like this is a bore, or I was tired, or like I didn't want to finish the film. It was just like, oh, okay, I see what you did. Like, yeah, all right. You know what I mean? Like I might have felt the way if I went to the theater to see it, but as far as like streaming, it's like it fits this platform. Like I think this was a smart thing to do to put it on Prime. It totally fits. I didn't. I kind of expected what I expected from, or I got what I expected from Tracy Morgan and Leslie Jones and a bunch of other comedians. I kind of got what they were giving. I will say, the funeral when they had like salt and pepper in them come out, I was like,
Awesome.
wow, that was comedic. That was, I was like, really? And was it Morgan Freeman doing like
Was so
the
mad.
voiceover? That was great. That was great too. Like there's little nuggets of like really cool things that they did in the film, and you know, having majority, I think, yeah, most of everyone in the film were black, so.
Except what Howie, I mean, not Howie. Like, what's his face? Because he's always been the only white person in the movie.
Yeah, the guy worked for McDowell's. What is his name? God, Louis' character. I can't remember his name.
Louis. I don't know what his name is in the movie either.
Goodness. But yeah, so having them all back in their roles was really cool. James L. Jones and all of them. That was really dope. And so it's kind of like, all right. It was cool. So, but we'll break it down a little bit more next week. Like I said, we don't want to spoil for the people who haven't actually got to see it yet because it just came out and not everyone has Prime. I totally understand that. So, we're going to give you a week and then we're just going to talk about whatever you want to talk about because, yeah. And then the last thing on our list we want to talk about was, well, actually, I wanted to talk about Paramount Plus, but then that kind of branched off into a larger topic of just streaming services in general. But first, let's talk about Paramount Plus. I went ahead and got a year's worth. I'm still on the free trial actually, but I got a year's worth of it because they had a deal right now. If you had gotten CBS Access and signed up for that, you can get a half off. And once CBS turned into Paramount Plus, it basically stayed the same. And so I got a like for instance, I got a year with limited commercials for like $29 as opposed to 50 or $60. And so I was like, all right, cool. That's what's up. I'll check it out because I really wanted to see some of the films that they have coming over. They're bringing back Frasier.
Yes, you did. You were excited about that.
Yep. So new Frasier, they're going to have a new Rugrats show, which I'm not too keen on, but the fact that it's Rugrats, I'm like, all right, whatever. They're having Nickelodeon announced a whole studio for the Avatar and Legend of Korra series. So a lot of good stuff. Unfortunately, with me having it, it launched on the 4th, which me having it so far, I realized that there's only about 10% of the con like 10% of the content I want to see. The rest, the other 90%, I don't want to watch. And I realized that like not having cable for so long, made me de-interested in a lot of stuff. Like, I don't want to see any of the reality shows, you know, Love and Hip Hop or any of those things. I don't want to see vast majority of the things on MTV outside of you know, like, I want to say they're supposed to be bringing back Yo MTV Raps, so I want to see stuff like that. But and you know, obviously I love Daria, but I don't really want to see the Road Rules right now. I don't want to see, especially considering the fact that it's we're still in pandemic land. I don't want to see people frolicking in different, you know, places like right now, like not like that anyways, and just taking it for granted. Like, screw those guys. Nothing on BET. Nothing on CBS. I don't really care for any of
What?
this, the Star
You're
Trek.
not here for the have-nots, the haves and
Not really. It's like, and so what, I heard of that show,
It's horrible.
and oops, there you go. See, I was like, nah, I'm good. And there's some things, like most of it is nostalgia. A lot of the Nickelodeon, like Are You Afraid of the Dark, all that, like that's cool to see. And in fact, that, you know, the old Frasier, there's a couple of I Love Lucy. I really like that show. So there's a lot of old stuff, but a lot of that stuff is also on Netflix and on HBO and on Prime and even a lot of the movies. And another thing with that, outside of like the older stuff, is that they don't have complete seasons of things or complete shows. They have all of Frasier, but like for instance, CSI, I think they have the first season, the third season, the 15th season? Like, what the? Like, really? Like, it's weird. And I know why that happens. It's because they licensed this stuff out to other places, and then they decided we're going to do our own streaming thing, and they couldn't pull everything back because they still have it under contract. Whereas things like Frasier, once the Netflix contract was up, they could grab it. So there's a lot of, like, missing things, like films that are like, you know, you have Mission Impossible 1, 2, and 3, and none of the others. So it's like
Wait, there's more than three?
there's seven, six, I
Yeah,
think.
Cruise must have been, I don't know what was going on
It
there.
actually, it you know what? It did a Fast and the Furious where it was good, then really, really bad, then good again, and then mediocre. It kind of did that thing. So yeah, number four is actually really dope. but yeah, so like it's really spotty, and that's kind of. You kind of see that a lot when that happens. The thing is, though, a lot of times when these apps pop up, they have original content that is dope already. And CBS kind of had that with the Star Trek series and The Stand and a couple other things. But I'm personally not interested in any of that crap. I don't really care about the sports. And yeah, it's just a lot that I don't care for. All the stuff that I wanted to see is either coming later this year or next year. And so I'm like, dang, do I really need a year? I'm like, I'm still in the trial period. And I'm like, you know, I don't know when, because they might announce it, you know, whenever. Like, you know, like the Halo series will pop up or something like that. And I'm like, oh, I really want to watch that. And, you know, some of the films that are coming over, just like HBO. But then I found out today that, and this is, you know, my own doing, not because they misled me or anything, but I found out that it's not going to be like HBO. They're going to release the films 45 days after they're in theater, which,
Isn't that like normal timeline?
well, no, it's much sooner than the normal timeline, but it's still not soon enough for me to subscribe because that's a whole nother month. Like, after they hit theater, I'm obviously not going to theaters, but it's like, dang, like I could just subscribe then and not have to keep subscribing. Like, what is it that is going to be appealing? And so that got me thinking about all of the content that we have on these various apps, and the idea that people are bringing up or with subscribing to all of them, you have another cable bill. For me, it hasn't been that way because I can subscribe and then cancel and then go back. Like, I do that all the time with HBO. Like, each month, I'm like, ah, do I want to? You know what I mean? And the only ones that I keep like ongoing are Netflix and Disney Plus. The other ones I jump in and jump out. And but I was like, do I even need to do this here? Like, what is with all the? I understand wanting people to pay for content continuously. That's pretty much what cable was. But do you not see the playing field? Like, you got to come out swinging. Like, Disney wasn't playing when they came out. Netflix wasn't playing when they came out. HBO is certainly not playing right now.
Oh no. They didn't come to play. They came to slay.
Yeah, they are murdering people out here. Like dragging them with content. I need Paramount to be a little bit better than what they are right now. Because it's not, you're not competing at this point. You're really, really not competing. And
come
I'm a little,
correct, Paramount. Come correct.
I'm a little disappointed and like, ah, I don't know if I'm gonna keep it. I really don't. But yeah, that wanted to bring me like to just to talk about like streaming services in general, the things that they're doing well and the things that they aren't doing so well. In that sense, I think the Paramount Plus app is dope. It works similarly to HBO, but yeah, the content's just not there. I think HBO is winning with their films, the fact that they had a lot of Black-led content, and that they're releasing things with huge announcements every month.
Yeah.
Like, solid. I think Disney follows up behind, and I only say that because Disney has... I don't think the nostalgia is going to save Disney for too much longer. With me, yes. With other people, no. Because as much as people love DuckTales, you need a little bit more. And so WandaVision is doing really well. The Mandalorian is doing really well. I don't know if that's going to keep people, like, I don't know if that's going to keep people subscribed to the point where they don't jump ship once those shows are done. And of course, Netflix is just flooded with everything. I don't know how they don't have the big marquee things right now, but there's so much little content that you would want to watch that there aren't anywhere else that it's hard to give up Netflix.
It's so much content. It's actually a little frustrating. It's a little frustrating because it's just like I could be scrolling through Netflix and then I'm like, oh my God, I want to watch all these things. But I'm like, I can't because I'm actually doing something right now. I am cleaning. I'm washing dishes. Like, I can't be too invested. But a lot of the stuff that's on Netflix is the stuff that I need to sit down and watch. Yes. And then they have the nerve, after you're binging something, they have the nerve to, after three episodes, be like, are you still watching? Did I tell you I wasn't watching? When did I tell you I was no longer watching? Why is it so important to you, Netflix, that you don't play to an empty room? What if I want you to play to an empty room? What if I want people to think that I'm home when I'm outside doing something maybe I shouldn't be doing? I want people to think I'm in here. So why can't you just keep playing?
It's probably because people fall asleep. I know I do that.
So let me sleep. I didn't ask for you to put in your opinion. All I asked was for you to play. I pressed the button. I press play. Hermione needs to watch TV while I am at work. It is educational for her. She's learning things.
Wow. And then I
come home and it's like, are you still watching? Yes, yeah, she is still watching. But unfortunately, she doesn't know how to press the button to say that she's still watching. She knows how to press the buttons when she wants to get my attention so she can turn the TV off. She knows how to do that. She knows how to turn the volume down. She knows how to do a lot of things. She knows how to dial people on her phone. But that's because it has to do with me. It's not like she knows how to just tell the TV, oh, you're right, I am still watching. So I need them to fix that. Continue.
I think that's a setting, I think, to be honest. But yeah, like Netflix can be overwhelming. It can definitely be overwhelming with all the content because they release things so quickly. And so unless you're on like a press list or you're just checking websites to see what's coming each month,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a ton of content. Almost too much so. But at the very least, you will always find something to watch. There's always something on there.
Especially, they got a new Japanese samurai thing on there. I was like, wait. I was like, what? It was like the I don't even know what it was called. It was The Way of Samurai. And so I was watching it, and then they started talking about Oda Nobunaga. And I was like, okay, I already know these stories, so I'm just going to turn this off right now. But things are putting it on. You know, it's always... so funny because every time they talk about like the history of samurai and the Warring States era in Japan, always a bunch of white guys.
Yeah. It's I don't know what people are thinking about when they did The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. I don't. And I get it, but no. It's okay. It's all right. There's a lot of Korean shows. There's a lot of Korean films, just foreign in general, but like a lot of anime that's been popping up. Yeah, there's you're gonna find something to watch on Netflix. So at the very least, Netflix is a solid stay. I think Disney is very good because it has all the nostalgia stuff. Even though I said that it might not keep people, it'll at least attract them initially. You have all the Star Wars, you have all of the, well, not all of them, majority of the Marvel films. You
You
have,
have Tangled. Tangled is great.
yep, you have the animated films, you have the Pixar films, you have a lot of stuff. Their shorts are really dope too. You gotta check some of those out. And then you have the bigger shows or the shows that are like on everybody's mind at the moment, right? HBO, knock it out the park with their films. Even if you don't like Tom and Jerry, the fact that it's a theater-based film that you can watch as it's in the theater without having to pay extra. Actually, let's flip this. Let's go around the block real quick. Let's go back to Disney. Disney, see, all right, like I know you own like everything and stuff, but no, I am not paying extra money to watch your films.
Not sorry, Mulan. I did not watch you.
Yes, I don't. I guess it worked out for them when it came to, people actually paying. It's supposedly premium Disney Plus or whatever the case may be.
Whatever.
No, we are not doing this.
Nope.
Like they have a the new animated film that's coming out. Where I which I really was interested in because it's a Asian led film similar to Mulan, and the heroine is a woman,
Is it
Raya
Raya
in
and
the
the Last Dragon?
yes Raya in the Last Dragon or Raya in the Last Dragon. And so for many reasons, and the fact that it just looks awesome, for many reasons I want to watch it when it came to Disney Plus. But then they said that you have to have Disney Plus, so you already have to be subscribed. And then you have to pay $30 to watch the film.
Nope.
Mind you, it's going to come to Disney Plus, just like Mulan did. It's going to come to Disney Plus. Why would I do that? Like that is like, I used to think like it doesn't make any sense to buy electronics early because they're always buggy, or like if you get a console early, it won't have good games because it's, you know what I'm saying? Like you're the first people to get it. It needs to, or like getting like a 4K TV before 4K was really a thing, like your future proofing stuff. But this is like super impatient. If you can't wait to watch this film, if you're paying, and I don't care what people say about how much movies cost, like who are you taking to the movies when you make these arguments? I can go by myself, I can go with my wife, I can bring my kids and not pay 40 something dollars or more to watch a movie. Like I don't get that. Like and I don't understand the arguments about like, if you get popcorn, who has to have popcorn? I don't have
What
to have
even
popcorn.
are you eating while you're watching the movie? You can't hear. The movie theater is not loud enough for you to hear over your own chewing.
Like I get it. Popcorn is nice. It's cool, but I don't have to. Like I can still watch the film. Like if you're like, "Hey, if you want this theater experience, pay us a little bit more and it'll be like you got popcorn." All right, let me decline that part. Then we got you can make this comparison, but don't say that that's just like going to the movies for you to be like this is a fair price. This is not fair. And
Nope.
in a sense that I get it. You're losing money because it's not in theaters.
Well, that's not our fault. That's the pandemic's fault.
Exactly. I'm not doing, especially when HBO is just dumping movies. Like HBO is like, here, the movie you can
Here.
watch it for 30 days while it's in theater. Boom. Go at it. And Disney's like, nah, you can pay us $30 though. Nope. And then they have the nerve to be like, if you pay $30, then you can watch it forever as long as you're subscribed. I'm like, so what you're saying is I could just subscribe and then wait till it gets there and then I would still have it forever? Like I could just wait. What you're saying is to wait is what you're saying. This doesn't make any sense, Disney. Like what? I don't understand.
Feel really confused. I'm confused in the sense, like, you remember how when the movies would finally come to VHS, remember when we were kids?
Yes.
Disney movies come to VHS. I don't remember how much they cost. I think maybe $20 for a masterpiece movie, you know, something like that. One of the ones that came in the nice packages. Masterpieces or the classics or whatever they were. And I don't think they're more than $20. But I'm thinking in that realm, because, you know, it's like, okay, well, it's your movie. You're going to have it forever. You own it type thing. And I'm like, that's fine. I can understand it. It's like a digital copy. I get that. Because, for example, Netflix and HBO won't keep something forever. Like, you pay for the streaming service, but you don't get to keep it forever. But Disney's not like that. Doesn't their content just stay there?
Yeah. So with the way it works for HBO is that the movie will be there for 30 days and then they will try to recoup some money in other places and then they'll eventually bring it back to so it'll you know what I mean, so it won't be like that. Whereas like this film and Mulan, they're still on the app. The thing that it is like, but you're not really giving me a choice, because if I just subscribe and just wait, it'll be there. Like Soul was there. Onward was there. Like, I just waited. And they're on the app now. And I could watch them as much as I want. And I didn't have to pay extra $30. And you know what? I wouldn't even be upset if it was like, you know what? If you don't have a Disney Plus subscription, just get an account and pay $29.99.
Exactly.
And then you can just watch this one movie.
Yeah.
Or if you have a subscription, you know what I'm saying? Because at the very least, because not everybody wants a subscription. So they could just purchase the movie outright. That's what other films were doing with, like on Vudu or Fandango or whatever the case may be. If they're still in theater, you just pay a little bit more, like $19, and you get to rent it, just like a rental. It just costs more because it's still in theater. I'm down with that. Like, let it be a rental.
Yeah.
But don't double dip. Like, that's just greedy. And I know it sounds funny to say that, because you spent however many millions on this film and you got to, you know what I mean? Like, they've lost a ton of money over the year over last year, because their theme parks weren't open and things of that nature. So I understand.
Everybody did.
Right, but you can't. But then at the same time, with that in mind, the idea is that you lost money. Potentially, your customers don't have as much money either.
Exactly.
And so you're going to, I mean, whatever, do what you do. If people pay to see it, more power to them. That's what's up. I'm not doing it.
Nope.
Absolutely not. I will be waiting. We did a year with Disney. So we don't have to like worry about the monthly price or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, I can wait. They said it's not going to be, I think you'll be able to watch it now. And you won't be able to watch, like, the subscribers. It'll be released to everybody back in June. I'm like, psh, 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 I can wait till June. That's nothing.
Yeah, I can wait.
That
totally.
Is nothing. Like, goodness. So, yeah, so that's one blow to Disney. I think HBO has got them beat there. Shout out to HBO. And I'm pretty sure HBO would have done it, or Warner Brothers, I should say, would have done it. But they saw what was happening with Disney and they want to compete, so they were like, each month we're just gonna throw it out there, and they've been getting a lot of subs because of it, so
yeah,
shout out to them. And then what's the other one? Oh, Prime. So Prime I've had temporarily, so I can't speak too much on Prime's original showing, like their shows and stuff. I hear that they're good.
They are.
What I can say is the films that they're getting are pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I love that show. Truly, it is an amazing show. Everybody should watch it. If you like funny, if you like comedy, you're going to love that show.
Right.
So I do like some of their originals. And but my issue is obviously, and your issue, we don't like Amazon. So
right.
I don't want to pay them money, which is why I'm happy I have a free trial. But I also, I have it because, you know, my sister has it and she was living here. So I do have it, and that's how I'm able to watch the movies. I just forgot that I had it because it was on my TV and I work so much that I don't always watch TV. Yeah. Because, you know, fires. And fire trucks.
Yes, no. Fires. People in axes. They will screw up your binging. Definitely.
Yeah,
so in that sense, I think Prime is, I mean, but if we separate from Amazon, I mean, I guess you can't do that because they do the shipping. So if you're ordering stuff, cool. And from what I see, they have a decent lineup of streamable things. So I can't really put them in the hierarchy just yet. They just so happen to have films that I wanted to see recently.
They also have Avatar and stuff that I think at one point they were the only ones who had it. I
Oh
mean,
no.
obviously somewhere else now, but
Yeah. So there's that. So like they have and, oh they have TV stuff too, like some TV shows and whatnot. And I want to say they've been doing you can still do rentals there through their video if you don't have Prime, but it's only certain films. So yeah, so there's some pluses and minuses there. I think still I can't I'm gonna take Prime out because like I said I haven't had it for very long, but I think HBO, I think Disney and HBO are neck and neck. Disney has a lot of cool stuff right now. HBO is doing it really well with like having their movies drop, so I think they're really close. And then I think Netflix is just like Netflix is like forever the side chick. Like she will always be there type stuff. Like you will have one thing plus Netflix.
Oh, totally.
And then
She
I
got her
think there you go. And then I think Paramount Plus is like yeah.
Paramount Plus is the one that nobody knows about. Think ain't nobody checking for her. Ain't nobody checking for her. Everybody knows about Netflix and
Oh, I
Hulu.
forgot about Hulu. See,
All right.
yep.
So, and Netflix and Hulu are the thing. And that those are the norms. And some people, not everybody has both. Like some people are like, oh, are you a Netflix person? Are you a Hulu person? If you have both, you're like, oh, you're really doing the damn thing.
Right.
But you know, some like for a while, like I told you, the way my family has it set up, like I had Hulu and had Netflix, and you know, just whatever it was. My brother had HBO, and my sister and other sister had the cable. Like, you know, it's just like, oh, hey, okay, can I get your? Because since she had access to all the premium channels and stuff, you know, I shouldn't say premium, but the almost premium channels. But you know, I mean, like if VH1, hey, can I use your VH1 login so I can watch RuPaul's Drag Race on my phone? You know, stuff like that.
Right.
We the share at like that's how we worked. Don't cut off our stuff, people, if you're listening. Don't just say you got to do it because we're poor, okay? Not everybody has access like that. But yeah, that's kind of the thing. It's like, okay, if you know somebody with one thing, okay, that's how we're gonna work this. We're gonna have to share because ain't nobody got money for all this stuff. If you add all of it up, if I was paying for Prime, Netflix, Hulu, Vudu, Crunchyroll, HBO, and Showtime, like all of that stuff together, I would be paying more than a cable bill.
Yeah.
Plus the cable bill because I gotta have internet. My internet and cable are bundled. So
See, I'm so glad I didn't have to bundle. I'm so glad. Because I wouldn't watch it. I would watch. There's like one channel, one or two channels that I might check out. But for the most part, I'm like, eh. Which is kind of what's throwing me for, Paramount Plus. It's like, it's a lot of TV stuff. Like, the stuff that would, you would have cable for. It's not like, it's not the streamable stuff, or the stuff that's, and I don't want to say streamable, but it's not the stuff that you go straight to Netflix because you want to watch, this show, or you go to HBO because you want to watch this show. It's like, nah, these are, it's Cheers. And not, I'm not mad at Cheers, but I don't have, I'm not, it's, I like Frasier, and I know that's on there, but I'm just saying, like, Cheers is not going to win me over, especially when it was on Netflix at one point. You need, yeah, this is for the cable people. Like Paramount Plus is for the people who really like the Road Rules, who really like, Hip Hop Atlanta. That's what it's for right now. I think Nickelodeon's fire. Shout out to Nickelodeon, even though that was on VRV. But having Nickelodeon shows on there is cool. And I can show my kids those things. They like Rugrats already, so that's cool. But yeah, I just need a little bit more. I'm still not. I'm on the fence in terms of keeping it, just because I figure I could like finagle like a written assignment or something based on some of the shows that are coming out. But I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. But anywho, that's our spiel for tonight. Talked about a couple of different things. Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to us ramble a little bit. really, that's mostly what we're going to be talking about for the coming, you know, shows, just because there's so much stuff to talk about when it comes to streaming, whether you like a show, dislike a show, you know, like a director, dislike a director, if you have a certain streaming service, a film that's coming out, you know, there's more awards that are coming out. They're going to be coming up pretty soon. So we're going to be talking about these things a lot. In terms of the gaming universe, not so much. There's a lot that's happening in the gaming sphere, but I don't care to talk about it here. And I kind of explained why on a previous episodes. Definitely go check those out. In the meantime, hit subscribe and that notification bell so you're up on all the new content that's going up, whether it's new streams from us, it's, you know, this particular show or new things happening in the future. You just want to know. You want to know when things are going down? You got to be subscribed. Like, thumbs up, share, all those good things. All of them are important.
Please share. Please definitely share.
But on that, I think that's it for housekeeping.
That's it for housekeeping. Well, thank you guys for being with us again. If I can leave you with any bits of information tonight, I would just please ask that you don't start forest fires. Don't start fires in your apartment buildings. Don't start fires. Try not to burn food. Because, you know, the smoke alarms in your building may not actually work, and you might get a frantic neighbor who calls the police and 700, you know, firemen might show up with hoses and axes, and that's not what you want in your life. Also, if you have rats in your apartment or your home, try not to...
Wait, did you say rats?
Gas, not rats, but rats too, actually. You know, if you have rats, I would put out some poison, unless you have dogs, because don't do that. Or cats. Actually, if you have cats, you shouldn't have rats. If you have cats and you have rats, then something's wrong with your life. It doesn't make sense. You shouldn't have both. So, yeah, there's that. But anyway, yeah, if you have gas apartments, like gas cooking and stuff, don't leave the stove on. Like, just try not to kill yourself or your neighbors. So that's my advice to everyone. And also wash your hands, your faces, and your butts. Always.
Definitely.
And remember, when you are in public spaces, to wear your masks, please. Unless, of course, you live in Texas, because.
Fam, we're not even gonna talk about tech. Like, good grief, folks. And it's, we know it's not everyone in Texas. It's a certain people in power who are doing really goofy things. Yeah. Just please protect yourself. Like,
please do.
Gosh.
Yeah. Won't be going there for forever. For a while. Forever. Texas. Thanks for being you. That's all I've got for you guys. It's just been nice hanging out. Please, we'll see you next week. Be good, be safe, wear your masks, be nice to each other, be kind, don't be a dick. You'll get my t-shirt soon. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great week. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.